A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and prayers, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Joshua, chapter number 2, verses 7, 16, and 22. Joshua chapter 2, verse 7 says, "Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate." Verse number 16, the Bible says, "And she said to them, 'Get to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and afterward you may go your way.'" And verse number 22 now says, "They departed and went to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but did not find them." The pursuers will not find you in the name of Jesus. You must please understand that in life and in destiny, we all have pursuers. We all have issues and things and perhaps people who are pursuing us. It is not everybody that is smiling at you, laughing with you, that is interested or happy about your progress. There are those who are smiling with you and they are reporting you negatively, lying about and against you, yet they are smiling with you. There are people in the same office with you who are reporting you to the boss. Their desire is to take your position, to take your place, or to get favor. They desire the favor that you are getting. They want to take the position that you occupy at the very moment. So they want you out of that office. Don't be surprised that it could even be those that you brought into that office or that organization that are plotting your exit. That is life. These are pursuers, different kinds of pursuers in different forms and in different shades. Pursuers everywhere. In our passage of consideration, two spies have been sent by Joshua into the land of Jericho to spy out the land. They have been accommodated and kept by Rahab the harlot. But the Bible says in verse number 7 that the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan. They were pursued. There are people who went out chasing them. You must understand also that in the pursuit of your God-given promise, your God-given land, in the pursuit of your God-given purpose, there will be pursuers. There will be things, there will be people, there will be situations that won't want you to attain or get to the place that God has destined for you. They want to hunt you down. Don't forget, the devil is a very bad devil. He could use anything just because he is pursuing a man of purpose or a man of destiny. The enemy could use the death of your benefactor to hamstring you and prevent you from getting to the place that God has destined for you. But my prayer again is that these pursuers will not catch up with you. Their efforts and purposes concerning you will fail totally and woefully in the name of Jesus. As soon as they went after them, the Bible says they shut the gate. Gates will not be shut against you. The gate of blessings will not be shut. Now, the purpose for shutting the gate is to ensure that they do not escape. The enemy did not want these spies to escape so that the pursuers can trap them and then deal with them or destroy them. One of the most exciting things to me in this passage of consideration is in verse number 16, where the harlot Rahab was giving instruction to these spies. Hear what she said. "And she said to them, 'Get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and afterward you may go your way.'" Go to the mountain. If you want the pursuers not to catch up with you or not to meet you, go to the mountain. Go to the mountain and hide. She said, "Get to the mountain so that the pursuers will not meet you." My dear listener, I am also sure you do not want pursuers to meet you. But don't forget, there are pursuers in life, in destiny. We are being pursued. Things are pursuing us. Bad habits are pursuing you. Sin is pursuing you. Egypt is after you. There are people who are after you. They could be some co-workers or whatever. They are after you. The enemy is after you. It's after your dream. Don't forget, the devil does not fight what he does not fear. But he fights those who carry great glory. The intention is that they will not fulfill this their glory, but you will fulfill your own glory. So the instruction of the harlot Rahab is, go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. My prayer again is that the pursuers will not meet you. But to do that, get to the mountain. Hide yourself in the place of prayers, the mountain of God. The Lord told Moses, there is a place by me, and you will stand upon a rock. And in Psalm 91, verse number 1, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. So let's get to that mountain. Let's get to our hiding place so we can be kept from the pursuers, so the pursuers will not meet us. The pursuers will not meet you. As this year is winding to a close, as you hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High, the pursuers will not meet you. In verse number 22, the Bible says they departed and went to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. Those who are pursuing you, they will give up concerning you. The things pursuing you will return, will give up concerning you in the name of Jesus. The Bible now says the pursuers sought them all along the way, but did not find them. This is a major prayer that I need you to pray all the days of your life, that the pursuers will not meet me, and then the pursuers will not find me. They sought them all along the way, but they did not find them. The pursuers will not find you, because the Lord will keep you by himself. He will keep you by the rock. He will cover you with his wings and keep you safe. The Almighty shall be your defense in the name of Jesus. So the pursuers will not meet you. The pursuers will not find you. The Lord will keep you from these pursuers in the name of Jesus. Your purpose in life and in destiny will not be truncated. It will not be frustrated in the precious name of Jesus. Pursuers, they are everywhere, but they will not catch up with you. They will not meet with you. They will give up concerning you. And these are the things that we notice from this passage of scriptures. Gates concerning you, gates of glory will not be shut against you. Gates of blessings, gates of the flow of miracles will not be shut against you. And that the pursuers will not meet you. The pursuers will not find you. Those who are seeking you to harm you, to hurt you, they will not find you. God will keep you from the pursuers in the precious name of Jesus. You will be divinely kept, divinely protected from pursuers. And as you stay in the mountain, and as you stay on the mountain of God, in the place of his presence, the place of prayers, God will ensure that your life, your destiny, and your purpose is shielded and protected from these pursuers. They will not catch up with you. And so make sure that you stay in the presence of the Lord. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. So those who are seeking you to do you evil, they will not find you. All along the way, as this year winds to a close, and all along the way, in the new and the coming year, those who are seeking you to do you evil or harm, they will not find you. They will not find your children to harm them in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let the pursuers give up concerning me in the name of Jesus. Let pursuers give up concerning me in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. That pursuers will give up concerning me, they will give up concerning my children, they will give up concerning my family in the name of Jesus. Let my pursuers give up in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, hide me from the pursuers. I stand upon your mountain. I stand in your secret place. Keep me. Hide my house. Hide my children, my family. Hide my business from pursuers. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I stand in your secret place. I hide myself in the mountain, and I pray, hide me from pursuers. Hide my family from the pursuers. Hide my interest, my children, my wife, my husband. Hide my business, my ministry from the pursuers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice. The Bible says they sought them all along the way, but did not find them. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, let no evil find me. Let any evil that is seeking for me not find me. Let the pursuers not find me. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my God, I pray, evil will not find me. This is my prayer, Evil will not find my family, will not find my children, evil will not find my house, evil will not find my business. The pursuers will not find me. The pursuers will not find us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice and praise. Let the gate shut against my destiny open in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. Let the gate shut against my destiny, shut against my advancement, open for me now in the name of Jesus. As this year is winding to a close, I decree that every gate that has been shut against my life, against my destiny, be opened in the name of Jesus. Let my gate open and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that the pursuers will give up concerning you in the name of Jesus. Your pursuers will give up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that pursuers will not meet you in the name of Jesus. The pursuers will not find you. Everyone seeking you for evil, for harm, negatively will not find you. Everything seeking you, seeking your life or destiny, will not find you. Any evil or pursuer seeking your children will not find them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will hide you from the pursuers. The Lord will hide your children from the pursuers. The Lord will hide your family, your business from the pursuers in the name of Jesus. The pursuers will not locate you. I decree today, whatever gate has been shut against your destiny, the gates of glory, gates of greatness shut against your destiny, I command such gates to open for you now in the name of Jesus. Again, I pray you will end this year better than you started it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today for day 7 of our 12 days prayer and fasting. Don't miss it, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer program today on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.